This week on the Armed American Radio Network national broadcast, June 23rd, 2013, conservative talk radio host Doug Allen, the USCCA's Steve Fisher and Michael Martin talk training, Nikki Gosar discusses her husband's murder as well as current events, the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership's executive director Charles Heller returns, regular contributors David Kodria and George the Mad Ogre Hill, plus Shonto and phone calls. Enjoy this week's broadcast. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio every week.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back, or welcome to Armed American Radio, depending on when you joined us or where you are listening. It's great to be here with you. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Sean, you won't let me get a word in edgewise. Go ahead, brother.
I didn't say nothing.
I hear you back there going,
I didn't say nothing. That's the music. I don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody, Shonto, sidekick. Gotta love that. You know, I'll tell the story again about where you got the name.
Yes.
Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing individual. Was on the show, and boy, he gets going a mile a minute. He just gets going. He just gets cranking. We were coming back from a break. He'd been on the show for about an hour, I believe, already.
Mm-hmm.
We were coming back from a break, and I welcomed him back to the show, and he said, "Oh, Mark, it's great to be here as you and your sidekick, Shonto, fire 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves. Great to be here with you and with Shonto." It just came out.
Yeah.
And you have been known as Shonto ever since. You meet listeners wherever we go.
Yeah.
Whenever you're there and the fans walk up, and is that Shonto? They'll say to me, "That's Shonto." And there you are up on the television screen, a little blurry right now, but sidekick AAR Shonto in Texas. So
yes.
Nation's mayors met in Vegas,
this
according
week.
To Yahoo News, yeah, amid gun debate. Now let's just talk about the headline for a second. Nation's mayors meet in Vegas amid gun debate. Was there a gun debate?
Not that I know of.
Are we in the midst of a new gun debate?
MSNBC thinks so, but the rest
now,
of the country.
This is my point with the mainstream media. This is why my disdain for the mainstream media is long and deep, is because of headlines like this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the media does. This is how the media creates news. This is how the media is creating a new gun debate. Let's tell this what it is. Obama goes overseas at a cost of $100+ million, a tenth of a billion dollars. It's mind-boggling.
That's gas money.
Yeah, that is gas money. And while the cat's away, the mice will play, right?
Yes, they will.
So what do we have? We have, and I'm referring to, of course, Bozo the Clown Biden, who immediately stands up. He's gone. You see, Biden is irrelevant. And he calls a press conference to make himself relevant. And he uses gun control as his tool. And then ask yourself this question. The Senate has already bailed on the Manchin-Toomey Amendment to Chuck Schumer's gun control legislation. It was I love saying this, but it was Barack Obama's biggest embarrassment yet.
Yeah, it was.
Massive failure with the media licking their boots, with giant fans behind them, blowing them downwind. They just knew that they would be able to screw you out of your constitutional rights. And the reason I say that and phrase it that way is simply because they've admitted that it wouldn't stop what they were telling you they wanted it in the first place for. So therefore, it can mean only one thing, that it's designed to screw you
out of your Second Amendment rights. But don't take that from me. Take that from the father of a victim who said at a press conference with Obama the day the Senate failed to pass their signature gun control legislation, when he said, and I'm referring to Mark Barton, look it up, I'm paraphrasing, "We know this legislation wouldn't have saved my son." Then what the hell was the legislation for? To screw you out of your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. That's their ultimate goal. And we know that, that the covers are off. The argument, their argument is laying there butt naked for all of you to see. They're not hiding anything. So Biden comes rolling along and tries to revamp the failed gun control legislation. Why is he doing it? Well, has it occurred to you that this administration, that Obama in particular, has given him nothing else to do? This is it. And he failed miserably at it. They were exploiting the deaths, the murders, the vicious, horrible murders of 26 people in Newtown, Connecticut, 20 of them children. And then they dug back into Aurora, Colorado and exploited that. They dug all the way back to Columbine.
Yeah, they did.
And before. And they did it with the help of the media, with headlines like this. Nation's mayors meet in Vegas amid gun debate. This is Yahoo's. Well, this is AP, Hannah Dreyer, actually, from the Associated Press. Framing a headline to fit their agenda. And that is to, what? Resuscitate. Breathe life into the gun control debate.
Mm-hmm.
Simple words. Amid gun debate. Biden, wait, what are they going to do with Biden? Buy a shotgun, he says. Shoot it double barrel up into the air. Boom, boom, buy a shotgun. You're an idiot. You're a flat-out idiot. And let me tell you how intelligent these anti-gunners are. Can you name for me, Sean, the city with the, what is it, averaging 32? It's going to change. Listen to this. I'll put this in perspective. The nation, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistic reports, not from me, anti-gunners who don't like me, not from me, but from the DOJ's Bureau of Justice Statistics report right now, and the Brady campaign, they upped it by one. The number is 32. They call it 33. I guess they just want to try to squeeze an extra murder in there.
Mm.
32 murders by gun in this country of 320-plus million citizens. That's not including all the illegals. Maybe it is. I don't know. 32 murders a day. Chicago's, wait till the report comes out from this year when they throw Chicago's numbers in there.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you how intelligent. Let me tell you how intelligent the anti-gunners are. We all know the city of Chicago is, what's, and I love this, they use their anti-gunners words against them, awash in gun violence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chicago is awash in gun violence. The city with the strictest gun control laws in the nation is an utter failure. This proves the failure of gun control. The mainstream media won't tell you that.
No, they won't even talk about the crime. They won't even talk about what's going on there, period.
Well, we believe people are a lot smarter than the mainstream media gives them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. I happen to believe that you can use the noggin God gave you and sit and think about what we're talking to you about. Liberals have a problem with that because they're emotional. They don't like to think. Or they can't.
Yeah, I was going to say they can't.
Or they don't want to. In most cases, you know, they were given a brain. They just don't want to think about things that affect them emotionally that they don't like.
Well, they can't argue the facts because they don't know. They can't get their facts right. I mean, they were talking about 5,000. They're still saying the 5,000 people have been killed since Sandy Hook. They were saying that 2 months ago. So what did this number stop?
I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to how intelligent these anti-gunners are. Here's a headline again. Nation's mayors meet in Vegas amid gun debate. The background check, we just told you about Chicago. Keep all that in mind. The background check resolution is sponsored by Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mm. Neither of whom are attending the conference amid the gun debate, according to the AP that Yahoo is reporting. Now, I want you to listen to this. Emanuel, and I quote now, has made Emanuel, Chicago mayor, bloodbath, a dozen people being murdered a day over the weekend in Chicago. Emanuel has made gun control a key issue of his administration. This is laughable. At the conference's winter meeting, he urged mayors nationwide to follow Chicago's lead. Are you kidding me? That's all we want, Emanuel. That's all we want. Yeah, we want Atlanta following your lead. We want Topeka following your lead. Dallas following your lead.
Not.
How about this, Emanuel? How about you follow our lead? How about it? Armed American Radio continues. Nikki Gosar joins me after this, someone who knows a little bit about gun violence after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network, filling your prescription for freedom across America, wherever you happen to be. Lots going on across the country out there, amid the gun debate. Some business real quick. Make sure you head over to Penny Gun Auction, pennygunauction.com. This is fun stuff, and I get emails from you, from listeners across the country who are winning Penny Gun Auctions. Got to do it right. It's a tremendous amount of fun. pennygunauction.com. Register on the site for free. No credit card necessary. Register for free. Use the promo code WIN, W-I-N, in caps. Make sure it's in caps, and get 20 free bids. 20 free bids on Armed American Radio. Use those bids on an auction of your choice. Use them wisely, and you may win the handgun of your dreams for pennies on the dollar. These guns are selling for as low as $2. Rugers, $15, $16, $17. So join in on the fun over there. You might get lucky. Bet smart, and you'll win. PennyGunAuction.com, W-I-N, the promo in caps. Win in caps when you register for free. Welcome back to the program. Nikki Gosar joins me now, and her book, Denied a Chance. The foreword was written by Sean. You know the foreword. Sean's eating.
I'm not.
not anymore, you're not. By Susanna Hupp, who we all know. Is one of Texas's favorite daughters.
Yes.
Susanna Hupp, of course, was in the Luby's cafeteria when madman George Henard drove through the window and systematically murdered 23 people, including her parents. Nikki, welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for joining me on very short notice today.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
You ready to talk about fun stuff for the remainder of the hour?
Sure.
I love getting your perspective on this. First, I want to read something, a little blurb from the back cover of your book, if that's okay.
Sure.
Denied a Chance. For Nikki Gosar, it was a day like any other, with one exception. Her husband, Ben, had only 16 hours to live. On that fateful day in Tennessee, the man she loved would be murdered by a beast who was stalking her. In compliance with state law, Nikki had left her legal firearm locked in the car. With the help of legislatively created pistol-free zones, one evil man gunned down Nikki's husband, as she was forced to look on defenseless and disarmed by an ill-conceived law designed to save her. Read this inspiring story of courage through remorse as one woman struggles to seek justice for the man she loves. Follow Nikki Gosar as she fights to ensure that others are never held victim to the same terrible fate. Nikki, you have been waging this now, and I met you not days after, quite literally, your husband was murdered, and I've watched you go through this progression. It's been an amazing ride, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely been an experience. It's been a little over 4 years.
Over 4 years, and you've done so much. And, I know Ben's proud. There's no doubt in my mind. I never had an opportunity to meet Ben or talk with Ben. But I know he's proud. You have changed so many lives across the country with your story. that he Ben's death was not in vain. There's no question about it. You've appeared on countless television shows. I've appeared on television with you, countless radio programs telling your story, and now your book, Denied a Chance. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. Basically, the book started out as a diary. It was just a way for me to deal with the grief and trauma. And after a while, I looked at it and thought, gosh, this has gotten kind of large, and I wonder if maybe this can help some people out there. Maybe there's someone out there going through something traumatic. And then I also wanted to be able to educate people about the dangers of gun-free zones. But it's not just a pro-gun book. It's about grief, trauma, and loss. It's about love. It's about post-traumatic stress disorder and dealing with those issues after you witness something that horrific. It's about dealing with the criminal justice system. And I tell everybody it's not a justice system. It's just a system.
Now let's talk about the ramifications that your stalker faced. The trial was not that long ago. What were the end results?
They tried him for first-degree premeditated murder, but the judge, it was a bench trial. There was no jury. The murderer gets to choose whether they want a jury or not, and he did not want a jury. So it just went before judge, and the judge dropped it to second-degree murder.
So let me get this straight. Man walks into a bar armed, looking for you and your husband, finds his victim, kills him, and it's not first-degree premeditated murder.
Not according to that judge, despite all of the overwhelming evidence.
Yeah, unbelievable. And the sentence was what?
It ended up being 23 years.
So this guy's going to walk free. How old was he? Is he?
Let's see. He is 10 years older than me, so he's probably about 47 right now.
47 years old, still a young man. He's going to walk out.
Yeah, he's already served 4 years, so he's going to be out in 19 years.
19 years, he's going to walk out. Unbelievable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reality of what you read about in the paper all the time. When you see these stories, we stay detached from this stuff, don't we, when we see it? It's always the other guy, right?
Yeah.
It's the car wreck thing. It always happens to somebody else, and it happens, you know, and when it touches somebody that we know or our own families, mm-hmm. It's devastating.
But I can almost guarantee you that this dude had some issues with the law before, because, you know, 20 years. I mean,
Nikki,
really?
Did he?
No, actually, he had no criminal record whatsoever. He didn't even have a parking ticket in his history.
Wow.
That's the shot, crazy. Sean.
Yeah,
that really
is. That's a new one. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff. Nikki, the law very clearly, plainly stated that no guns allowed, right?
Exactly.
He didn't pay attention to the law.
No.
It didn't matter to him. And when you hear me in the previous segment, I know you were on hold, and I know you were listening. When you hear me talk about Mayor Bloomberg, and you hear me talk about Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, we all know Chicago, it's a laughingstock of violence and gun deaths, Nikki. And when you hear me mention and quote from an AP report that Rahm Emanuel wants mayors at the convention, at the meetings. He wants Chicago and his gun control to be the example and set the tone. What do you think about that? Insanity.
It is insanity. The area he lives in, Chicago, their homicide rate is just incredible. I mean, incredible.
The nation is averaging 32 a day, and some, you know, the Bradys are saying, or Bloomberg is saying 33 a day. It's 32 a day, according to the Justice Report numbers. I guess they throw the extra number in there for added measure, thinking, well, one's not going to matter. But it does. And in reality, when the Chicago numbers for the year 2012-13 are put in this next report, next year, Nikki, it's going to be off the charts. And you can attribute, you'll see the jump, and we'll report the jump, just by adding Emanuel's gun control zone deaths into that Department of Justice, Bureau of Justice Statistics report. Nikki, you're going to stay with me for the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat. Armed American Radio continues. I'm Mark Walters, back after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are 2 simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show. If you're judging what hour we're in based on the bumper music, you'd have thought we were in the previous hour, because that's the same we heard before.
Yeah, but you have to remember, we have how many breaks in our show?
I know how many breaks we have.
Yeah, I have to have at least.
I know how many breaks we have.
And we have to have at least 16 pieces of music.
And which we do.
No,
we just keep playing the same stuff over and over again. That's okay. I'll get it fixed. I'll get it taken care of. If you're watching, Sean, where can people watch you and I go at it?
RadioFactor.net.
RadioFactor.net. I love doing the Ed McMahon. RadioFactor.net. Nikki Gosar is joining me on the Armed American Radio Network for the remainder of the hour. Nikki, always a pleasure to have you here. I'd like to read a little blurb from your book, if I could, from Susanna Hupp. As an ode to her beloved husband, Ben, Nikki must tell her story, draw strangers, media, and legislators in, and make them understand it is a job that she did not ask for or desire. It was thrust upon her, and she delivers. Of course, that being Susanna Hupp and her book, From Lubies to the Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control. She famously went on to run for the Texas State Legislature and was very instrumental in changing Texas law. Nikki, any plans there?
I don't think so. I don't think I want to be a politician. I can't do it. She was a statesman, but I work at the Tennessee State Capitol, and it's not appealing to me.
Being a politician or being around politicians all day, which one? I don't want to get you in any trouble. Don't answer that question. I know you love hanging around the politicians all day, but you have done some amazing things relative to not wanting anybody else to have to go through this. And Tennessee, your former governor, Bredesen?
Yes.
Walk us through the legislative process that happened after Ben's murder. People, this is astonishing. Nikki, take it away.
Well, basically, they passed the restaurant carry bill, and the law actually, you know, they had to do a veto override because Bredesen refused to sign it, and he vetoed it. So they didn't override. They passed it. The law was put in place for a good 4 months with absolutely no problems, no incidents where permit holders were, you know, doing anything wrong. And a group of restaurant owners in the very liberal part of Nashville decided that they absolutely hated the new law. And they wanted it to just go away. So they filed a lawsuit. And basically the bill was taken to court. The restaurant owner said that it was unconstitutionally vague, that it was a danger to the patrons and the employees, and that was their argument at first, was that it was dangerous. And then OSHA came out with their opinion and said, no, actually, it's not dangerous, you know, according to OSHA. So then the restaurant owners, they came at it from a point of view of being concerned for permit holders. How thoughtful of them, right? They had a small group of permit holders that supposedly said that they were concerned that if they were to walk into a restaurant and the restaurant didn't fit within the guidelines of the bill said it has to be a restaurant that serves 5 meals during the week. They have to have an adequate kitchen, adequate staff, at least one meal a day. And they were concerned that if they walked in and the restaurant didn't fit within those guidelines, then they would automatically be breaking the law without even knowing it. So Chancellor Bonnieman actually overturned the law, saying that it was unconstitutionally vague. So our legislators had to go back and redraft the bill. And they redrafted it, and they fixed it. They just basically said, you can carry anywhere that serves alcohol, period. There are no bars in Tennessee. Everything is designated as a restaurant, because in order to have a liquor license, you have to sell food. And if you sell food, you have to be a restaurant. So everything is a restaurant. So they just opened it up and just made it any place that serves alcohol you can carry as long as you're permitted. They still allowed a posting provision. Right. You can still put up a sign. But the law was passed and it was put in place, and it's been law for over 2 years now without a problem.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Mm. There's not been a problem?
No, there's not been a problem.
You mean, you drive how far to the state capitol every day for work, Nikki?
It's about, I don't know. It takes me about 30 minutes on a good day.
30 minutes on a good day. Figure maybe, what, 15, 15 miles, something like that? Just guesstimate?
Yeah.
How many rivers of blood do you cross? Certainly you cross rivers of blood to get to the Capitol. I mean, this is what the anti-gunners have told us was going to happen. How many rivers of blood do you cross?
None.
You haven't had to put high risers on your Jeep to get through the rivers of blood?
No.
Oh, yeah, okay. That, all right. Nikki, I opened up the previous hour of the broadcast with a shooting in Atlanta in self-defense this morning, 5:30 a.m., where people were lined up in the morning at a shoe store in the Little Five Points area of downtown Atlanta, not 2 miles from where I sit here broadcasting the show today. It may not even be that far. When an armed criminal started working his way up the line, robbing people who were waiting to spend their hard-earned $180 on a pair of LeBron James shoes. Money that they had worked for and saved. When an armed criminal pulls a gun and begins taking it from them. Now, to use Bredesen's logic, it would be unsafe to have you there armed, wouldn't it?
I suppose so.
Well, guess what? An armed victim with a lawful Georgia concealed weapons permit shot the punk. He took 2 steps back and collapsed as he tried to run away after he got shot. Collapsed and died right there on the pavement. The guy who shot him stayed in line until noon and got his shoes. It's such a clear-cut case. He was able to stay in line and get his shoes, Nikki. So what is Bredesen afraid of? What is Bloomberg afraid of? That they would fear this man who just defended countless people, innocent victims of a scumbag. Do you have any idea what they're afraid of?
I really don't understand it at all.
Why would they fear you? What? Where the fear is misplaced. The fear should be against your husband's murderer. That's where we should be concerned. And the fact that he broke the law. Isn't that what we should be concerned with?
Yep.
And I scratch my head and I wonder, and when I see stories like this that happened right down the road from me, Nikki, I don't have any sympathy for this person at all. He got what he deserved. I hope it hurt when he hit the pavement. I hope he felt it.
I posted that story on Facebook this morning, and I think I called it Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes.
Oh, see, I like that. So, Sean, Nikki has no sympathy. She fits in great with the panel here.
Yes.
As we expected and as we knew. So of my first guests, we're getting ready to take a break. I asked them if I was insensitive and intolerant because I didn't have any sympathy for this person. It actually felt good because other criminals, there are criminals out there who will learn from that. And there are criminals who won't do that. But sadly, there are others who will have to find out the hard way. Armed American Radio continues after this. Mark Walters with Nikki Gosar.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger LC380 is the perfect pairing of the award-winning LC9 pistol and the popular 380 auto cartridge. The LC380 is the same size as the LC9, yet offers reduced recoil, making it Ruger's lightest recoiling personal protection pistol yet. It features a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, 7-round magazine and finger grip extension floor plate, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The Ruger LC380, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
How many guns do you really need? Just one more. PennyGunAuction.com brings the excitement of a gun bash to your computer. Each Penny Gun Auction bid increases the price of the firearm by only one penny, resulting in winners paying pennies on the dollar for their firearm. With auctions every day, Armed American Radio listeners can register for free and receive 20 free bids for the auction of their choice using promo code WIN in caps. That's W-I-N, all in caps. Visit PennyGunAuction.com today.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Senator Dianne Feinstein was the author of the assault weapons ban in 1994.
Professor Koppel, was the 1994 assault weapons ban a sensible and effective means of reducing gun violence?
Based on the Department of Justice study, the answer was no.
Overwhelming majority of Americans agree with us on the need for universal background checks, including more than 70% of the National Rifle Association's members, according to one survey.
Universal background checks, the true goal. View it now at RadioFactor.com.
With loyal followers coast to coast, we are your voice. This is Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show. You just missed me singing some lyrics to that. I love it.
Yeah.
Talkstream Live has Armed American Radio, this show right now. Number four, behind Barbara Simpson, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and yours truly. That's kind of cool.
Who's Barbara Simpson?
I don't know, but she looks better than Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and me combined. I can tell you that much right now. All right. Nikki Gosar, welcome back to the show. I want to mention to you, we were talking about not feeling any pain for this thug, this criminal, who was killed trying to rob people. And my premise has always been, Nikki, and I've made it very clear on the show over the years, that if you stick a gun in someone's face, that you instantly give up your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness immediately. And you, if the last thing you see is a muzzle flash and the last thing you hear is a pop, then good for you. You got what you deserved. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're pretty right.
There are people out there who hate me and you and others for feeling that way because we're insensitive. We're intolerant to why he got there and why he did it. And there's a great clip. Now, I'm not a big Hannity fan. I'll tell you that right now. But there was a clip, and regular listeners are going to understand this. I poke fun at Bill Cunningham because he's always ahead of us. We're always number two behind Bill Cunningham on the Talk Stream Live. And I've jokingly said, Bill Cunningham's a goober. Bill Cunningham's a great guy. And that, Sean, as you know, is fun. And I'm talking about his picture, you know, like this. If you're watching us on Radio Factor, he does this. You know, and it's great stuff. But he's got a great show. He's a great conservative. And he was recently on the Hannity show. And I want you to listen to the way he described a liberal who was defending Eric Holder, Nikki. And then we'll get your opinion on this because it kind of dovetails. Go ahead, Sean, run that.
I've ever been involved and heard of or would think would be a wise policy.
That was embattled Attorney General Eric Holder during a Justice Department hearing. That was on May 15th, and almost a month of back and forth with House Republicans. Holder now has finally responded to their request for a further explanation of that testimony. Now, just yesterday, the chief law enforcement officer wrote a new letter maintaining that he didn't lie under oath, despite the fact that
yes,
we now
did.
Know that he personally authorized the spying on Fox News's James Rosen.
That's right.
Now, the letter reads in part, quote, I do believe that a thorough investigation of the disclosure of classified information that threatened national security was necessary and appropriate. So now the attorney general thinks the investigation was necessary and appropriate.
Now listen to this
only
exchange.
Only 3 weeks after, he told the world that he felt, quote, remorse. Pretty interesting. Here with Reaction TV, radio talk show host, a Sean Compton's production, host Billy Cunningham and Fox News contributor Tamara Holder. It's not something I've been involved in, but he did sign the affidavit and says it's necessary and appropriate. Is that contradictory?
No. It's contradictory for somebody who doesn't understand the law like yourself, Sean.
Oh.
But in order for me to give you...
Bill Cunningham's a lawyer.
Attorney General, State of Ohio attorney for some 35 years. You are judicially challenged, and you're one of the stooges of the left that will always be there to excuse away criminal behavior. You suffer from Bob Beckelitis, which is an incurable fatal condition of liberalism that has caused people like Eric Holder to be the consigliere for President Barack Hussein Obama. Sign the petition, Tamara, to call for the resignation of the chief law enforcement officer of this nation because he lied under oath when he criminalized journalism, and you know he did it, but you refuse to do what's right.
Go ahead and stop that tape right there, Sean. We're going to go ahead and play more of that and dissect it in another hour of the show. Nikki, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
Because what we've got, Nikki, is people that are excusing criminal behavior. Now, he's talking specifically about Attorney General. That's a whole nother show. He's talking about Attorney General Eric Holder. That's a whole nother show. There are people who excuse that away. But those are the same people, Nikki, who excuse away the behavior of this scumbag who jumped in line at 5:30 in the morning and stuck a gun in people's faces, aren't there? There are people who excuse this stuff away, Nikki.
Yep, and unfortunately it comes along with power. The more powerful you are, the more you can get away with, unfortunately, and it shouldn't be that way.
Can you explain that? Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Once you get involved in politics and you have connections with higher-ups and people that are willing to cover for you, you know, these guys, they keep getting away with stuff constantly, and none of us could get away with it. My gosh,
okay.
We'd go to jail immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you were laughing. I mean, I have the luxury of being able to hear you and watch you, and I don't know if your mic was live at the time, but you were astonished and shocked by what you heard when Tamara, the liberal spokesperson on the show, made the comment that, no, he didn't lie. You sat back and went, oh, gee. There are people out there who just don't get this stuff. There are people out there who don't see sticking a gun in someone's face, what they do is they overlook that, and they want to start to feel about what made him do it. We've got to get to the root cause. You want to get to the root cause in my book? End him. Put him where he belongs. Let him hit the pavement. That's where he belongs. I don't care how he got there when that gun is in my face. Did you care how Ben's murderer got there at that moment in time?
No.
My God.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bad things happen to people every day. People struggle every day. Bad things have happened to me. You don't see me going out robbing people or hurting people, killing people, and using the excuse that, oh, well, you know, bad things have happened to me, so I'm just going to go and do whatever I want. You can't. I don't care what happened to that young man. I don't care what happened to him in his life that could ultimately bring him to such an evil decision. I don't care. You've got choices in life. We all go through tough times. That doesn't mean that you can go and victimize people, brutalize people. It's not right.
No, at its core, it isn't right. It's right from wrong. And mm-hmm. You know what this gets to, Nikki, is you and I have had this conversation both on the air and off the air. But evil exists, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's out there. Evil exists. And you cannot begin to take your own personal protection, your own self-defense, and that of your family, your loved ones, your friends, or whoever it happens to be with. This individual who was in that line, in Atlanta today, in the little 5 points, that killed that scumbag, he would have never been armed in the first place if he hadn't accepted and come to terms with the fact, Nikki, that evil exists. He gets it. That's why he was armed, isn't he?
Yep.
I mean, clearly, Nikki, you get it. And you've done amazing work. Denied a Chance, White Feather Press, available on Amazon.com. If you want a copy of it, you want a signed copy of it, Nikki, I'll have direct people to my email address. We'll put them in touch with you for signed copies of the book. Thank you for everything that you do for gun rights and guns and gun rights supporters. Okay, Nikki?
Thanks so much.
Anytime. You know that you're welcome on the show. Sean, she's always a pleasure to have on the show.
Yes, she is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Gosar, pick the book up, Denied a Chance. I'm holding a copy of it up here on camera. If you have an opportunity, you can see that. And this is about the time I tell you as we close out the hour. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere, just like the guy in Atlanta did. You never know when evil will pay you a visit. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. That one wasn't. See ya.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by the hammer now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
DressUrsop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that can give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-URSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-URSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-URSOP.